This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live at day number four, Anarcho-Folco 2019, and so just, you know, talking to all kinds of interesting folks here as the days go on. It's been a great event, and it's fantastic. Anarcho-Folco.com, you can go there and learn more about that, and you can learn more about Free Talk Live if you're new to the show over at freetalklive.com. There's so much to talk about and so little time and so many great guests that are, you know, we can't talk to everybody here. But, Joe, you came up and introduced yourself, and Joe Baker is with me here from RemedyCoin.com. And as soon as you said you're designing a cryptocurrency for forgiveness, I'm like, I want to hear all about that. I don't know if that's exactly what you said, but that was my interpretation of it. I said, I want to know all about that because I love forgiveness. I think it's such an important thing for people to practice in their lives. So is it a crypto? Did I say that right? Tell me what I got wrong. What is RemedyCoin?
So what we do is we provide a means to create a forgiveness contract.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're taking the value of the damage becomes the value of the forgiveness, and then we attach that as an asset to a cryptocurrency. We use the BitShares blockchain.
Okay.
So it becomes an asset on BitShares. It's tradable on their distributed exchange. So they've got like 2,000 different assets on there, or more. And
all right, so let's give an example of this. I'm a landlord. Tenants trash the house. It's $4,000 worth of damage.
Sure. Your landlord is $4,000. All right. So you send a notice to the tenant.
Yep.
You say, look, you damaged this stuff. It's going to cost me all this money to do. There's going to be a little bit more for collections on this and all this kind of stuff to be able to achieve remedy. I need to. But I want to forgive you, and I'm willing to forgive you as long as you don't object to us creating a financial instrument that bears the value of this forgiveness. So then what we do is we give it to the market, because what the market needs is meaning. It needs containers of wealth. You know, think of women that carrying around purses and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It means a lot to them what they put their belongings inside.
Sure.
And so in this way, you know, you might put your worth into a dollar bill, and you compare that and say, would you rather have your money in a dollar bill or something that actually bared a story about forgiveness, and it actually comes out of there. So this all comes out of the person's infinite personal worth. You know, the philosophers have told us that in the past. And so when you're damaged, the landlord in this case is out money. He's got property that's not whole anymore,
right?
You know?
And somebody's got to clean it up, and it's not going to be the tenant.
Right. Well, and this isn't perfect, but
no.
But the problems, the issues with the heart, you know, and carrying a grudge, all this kind of stuff, is another cost. So
sure.
we can alleviate that part of it and create this financial instrument, and then it's all going to be a question of what the world does with forgiveness based money, and whether they accept it or not. But we have, you know, crypto marketplaces where we can pretty much derive the value of anything, you know, on a 24-hour, 7-day a week time
sure.
period, and we've got tools like the Dexbot to help with market making and provide liquidity back into the market when someone wants to sell or use their crypto for buying things. It's getting very exciting. There's a company down here called Palm Pay, and they interface with the BitShares network, and for them it would be just a couple hours for them to add these remedy coins onto their platform, so merchants could be able to accept it and settle to not just not so they take remedy coin, but it settles through the distributed exchange to whatever currency they want. In the transaction. So that's pretty cool. I don't know if you've met the guys from Pompeii.
No, that's I'm not familiar with that. But to go back to the example, because I'm still a little lost here. So damage is done. You create a financial instrument, as you said, in relation to the amount that was incurred. And then you do what with it? I'm still not clear on that.
Then you do an ICO, basically.
Initial coin offering.
Yeah, so it goes to market.
Yeah.
But already once that contract goes into effect because of a default, you feel very different. It's like, aha, you know, they're admitting they did the deed. They're respecting the value that I place on it, and I'm able to go to market with a coin.
So it requires the other person's agreement?
Yes.
Because generally forgiveness doesn't require that, right? So as an individual, when I forgive somebody, I don't have to tell them about it. I don't have to ask for their permission. I just do it because it relieves the burden from me. Forgiveness for me is all about the person who's forgiving. You don't want to carry that burden around because it doesn't hurt the other person. It doesn't, for you to be angry or hateful or whatever or hold a grudge, doesn't benefit you, and it certainly doesn't hurt them. So for me, forgiveness has always been a personal thing. I've never required somebody or even went to them and ask them if it was okay if I'd forgive them. So for me, this sounds strange. What am I missing here?
Well, we're creating a contract between the parties.
Okay.
And so we need
I already had one. It was
consent.
The lease.
Huh?
I already had one. It was the lease in this case. So you're asking for another contract.
Yeah.
Regarding
the debt. And in fact, we might, if the landlord might include this in the lease contract, the ability to forgive a debt owed in this way, in this special remedy coin approach. Because some people don't want to be forgiven. I've got a guy down here, he borrowed $300 for a plane flight, told me he had a job offer, he was going to go, you know, he'd be able to pay me back right away. And I offered to forgive him with remedy coin, and he objected. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to be associated with a contract on the internet that bared his name, that
I suspect a lot of people won't consent to that. But if somebody does, then what does that mean? So they've agreed to the terms of this agreement to put this coin out there into a marketplace, and then what happens then?
Well, I think the important thing is that the entanglement of the heart, the mind, in terms of the controversy, gets relieved. And then you put an open order on the distributed exchange to sell the tokens at a price that you want. And you put another order in to buy them back. That's what I'm doing with the Remedy.Destinia coin. There's orders out on the exchange right now. People could buy them and sell them without any intervention from me. It's just a tiny little spread in the price. So you wait for it to go. So the idea would be Remedy Coin would have a newsletter that goes out and indicates, hey, here's some new assets that have just come up on the market. So we're building this.
These are unique. These assets are somehow unique.
Each one is unique.
You're specifically saying, I want that thing. I want that contract or that bit of forgiveness. I don't want, you know, like Bitcoin's fungible, right? Like, you know, whatever, Bitcoin's all the same. It doesn't matter which one's which.
What I'm looking for is in the future for there to be a sort of an extra layer, right, where you can pick like a hedge fund.
Huh.
Like a distributed hedge fund that allows you to buy into numerous assets and then sell and move in and out that way. So I think that's going to happen. There's so many coins on the market.
Sure.
There's going to have to be a point where something like that is invented and put out there. Might be there already. Some people have pointed me at some things. I haven't had time to look at them. This all goes back to an instance that happened to me 9 years ago in California when the police were trying to kill me in Bakersfield.
Yeah, sounds like something you would do.
And I haven't been able to get remedy. So this is inspired by trying to address tyrannical institutions.
Sure.
So I'm preparing a forgiveness contract for Bakersfield, California.
Yeah.
And the police and the hospitals and all this kind of stuff. And it could end up being the world's largest financial instrument.
Well, it's an interesting theory. I'm interested to hear, you know, if you're here next year, we'll see how it's panning out for you, Joe. Joe Baker from RemedyCoin.com. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live and joining me here today from Anarchapulco.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, Anarcho-Folco 2019, interviewing all manner of different interesting attendees and speakers and such. There's so many stages, there's no way we could do it all. We may end up actually going over as far as the amount of interviews we have. That's actually what happened to us last year. We ended up having like almost a whole extra show because we just ended up doing like day number five on Anarcho-Folco. So we may end up doing that here in this case. On day number four right now, although we're getting close to wrapping this out for the weekend, we've got David Casey from Numundo.org. It's N-U-M-U-N-D-O, Numundo.org. David, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on here today. You're going to be one of the speakers at the conference. You've yet to speak at this point. You've got Numundo. I don't know what it is. Neither do our listeners, most of them probably. So what is it?
Yeah, so Numundo is like an Airbnb for spaces where you can learn how to live outside of this system. And what I mean specifically is learn how to grow your own food, learn how to produce your own energy, learn how to filter your own water, and really live in spaces that are working to create a different economy that's based on sovereignty, based on autonomy, and based on humans' own ability to meet our own needs without dependence on outside systems, on centralized systems.
I think a lot of our listeners love a lot of those words, sovereignty, independence, not having to rely on people. But of course, we have to have others help us. That's what Numundo is about, right? Like,
right.
Is learning from others to be more independent. And so these are like living spaces with an educational aspect to them of like teaching people things?
Exactly. So a lot of them are focused on sustainability education, permaculture, organic farming. Each space is unique and different. We have more than 700 spaces in our network
already
in about 100 countries.
Cool. So this isn't brand new. How long has this been around?
It's been around for about 4 years.
Oh, cool.
Slowly growing. We just integrated cryptocurrency payments. So
right
you
on.
Basically travel the world entirely on crypto and live and work or live and learn and, you know,
that's
eat
so
and sleep
cool.
And meet your basic needs with crypto.
Right on. So this is for people who specifically want to kind of increase their knowledge about living, right, and
it's,
how to live independently.
It's for anyone really looking for a different way to live.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our spaces are outside of cities, so for people looking to live closer to nature and also people to live more in community, more with like-minded people, more with people that share values.
Instead of just some random person with a house on Airbnb or something like
exactly. that. Exactly. So if you want to go and live with a lot of people that, you know, eat healthy, wake up in the morning, meditate and do yoga or whatever.
Those people are there.
Yeah. You can find that kind of space and get really deep into that kind of lifestyle.
Cool. And like, you know, what's a typical experience? You download an app to a phone? Like, what does the user do?
Yeah.
Is it through a website?
It's a website platform like Airbnb. We don't have a standalone app. So
okay.
It's basically the website, Numundo.org.
Create an account.
You don't have to. You can just browse and look at spaces. To actually book, you have to create an account,
right,
which is pretty fast and easy. And you can search the world by your interests, by geography.
Neat. And so if you are, you're doing other payment methods besides crypto, your credit card and things like that?
All that, yeah.
Is cash a possibility, or is that not possible?
Yeah, so we integrate a payment method, which basically a lot of online merchants do this, where you take 10% up front, which is the platform commission, and then
mm-hmm.
the other 90% people pay on site when they get there.
Okay, I see. And so is there a rating system as well for, like, you know, bad tenants and that kind of thing?
There's a review system right now, and then ratings are something we're building but on both sides for the hosts and the visitors.
Right on. Okay. So if I go onto this site and you know, I'm interested in learning how to do, what was it, permaculture, you
mm-hmm.
said? What is that? Can you define what that is?
Yeah, permaculture is it's a new term for something that's really ancient, and it's really about how do we make a permanent culture or something that is able to sustain humans permanently without outside input. So it's really about building kind of like closed loop systems that are regenerative, so that are like increasing the production of whatever our basic needs are, whether they're, you know, food, medicine, fuel, timber, etc. So it's really about like designing systems
for sustainability.
Yeah, for long-term sustainability and independence of outside inputs. Like, the more a permaculture system grows, the more resilient it is, the more diverse it is.
What was it that, take me back to, 4 years ago or beyond.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get started on this project? What was your inspiration?
Yeah, so I went to school for something called political economy of industrial societies, or how can we combine the state and business to quickly industrialize countries towards a modern industrial nation state. And I was kind of turned off by that approach to modernization because I thought, what is our end goal here if we're creating societies where there are all sorts of problems with, you know, addiction, depression, suicide, crime, etc. And maybe there's another way. So I started to explore alternative kind of experiments in economics, like little experiments all around the world where people would just leave the cities, create their own realities, and see what happened. And so really what New Mundo is about on a deeper level is exploring other ways where humans can come together and exist peacefully and create create little systems that we can experiment with and see what could the future look like of humans living together.
And so you thought, all right, I want to create this website, make this happen. Did you have to, you know, did you do it all on your own, or did you bring like a team together, or did that sort of come together on its own? Like, did the universe just kind of provide those things?
Yeah, there's a few ways to answer that. But first, I had a lot of people asking me questions of like, where can I find these places? So I threw up a basic list at first, just like after, you know, the 200th person asked me, I just made a basic website. I'm not really a programmer, but I figured it out. And then slowly I found people, built a team, and found other people that really shared the same vision and also saw the need for such a tool.
Mm-hmm. And so how's the reaction been? I mean, you said you have 700
locations, yeah.
Globally. So give me an example of like, I mean, in the United States, how many of them are in the U.S.?
In the U.S., probably around 100. I haven't looked at the numbers lately, but that's my guess.
Is it, you know, heavily distributed in the South, the North, Northeast? I mean, are there certain areas where there's almost nothing, like, you know, South Dakota? I mean, where... How many states is it in? You know, what's the distribution?
That's a great question. It's pretty distributed.
Okay.
Probably half the states.
Not bad. So anybody can go to newmundo.org to get, you know, a feel for what this is all about then, right?
Completely, yeah. Awesome. And it's really like for people that are looking to be a part of creating a new system.
Very cool. That's David Casey, New Mundo. Is this your first year at Anarchapulco?
First year at Anarchapulco, but I actually co-produced a conference out in Portugal that was a fork of this one called Anarcha-Portugal.
I heard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund a border wall is generating fierce opposition from Democrats who plan to introduce a resolution to block the president's move. On Fox News Sunday, host Chris Wallace asked White House advisor Stephen Miller if the president would veto such a resolution.
Well, obviously the president is going to protect his national emergency declaration, Chris. And I know that we're out of time, but I again want to make this point. There's no threat.
Oh, yes, he will veto?
He's going to protect his national emergency declaration. Guaranteed.
On CNN's State of the Union, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says Trump only declared a national emergency because lawmakers refused to pay for the wall.
He couldn't get the Mexicans to build the wall. He couldn't get Congress to vote the money. And this is, in fact, the first emergency declaration like this with that kind of construct where he got turned down by Congress and then went ahead and did it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2019. The event's still going strong here because, well, it's actually still Saturday as we're recording this, but you're hearing it on Sunday. We've just been just so busy talking to people. And then today I got interviewed by a couple of different groups, and it's been great. So lots of good folks to meet here at Anarchapulco. And from what I understand, they are planning Anarchapulco 2020. So you can, of course, join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And as I say, lots of folks to talk to. Now, Mark has talked to my next guest, but I have not yet. Chris Karabatz is with us, a.k.a. Zaphoid. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ian. How's it going today?
Or do you prefer Zaphoid?
You can call me whichever. I hang out with a lot of Chris's, so Zaphoid usually how it works out.
Yeah, Zaphoid is definitely going to keep you outstanding. So we're going to stay there. SmartCash.cc, sponsor of Free Talk Live. Thank you guys for doing that, or rather thank you to the SmartCash community.
Yes, sir. It was all their choice.
Right, because anybody can make a proposal to the SmartCash community for a very small amount of Smart Cash, and then the community gets to vote on it over what, like about a 2 week time frame?
We give it a 2 week period. It seems long enough. It doesn't drag on.
Yeah. So for those that aren't familiar, of course, Smart Cash is another cryptocurrency. There are thousands of these things out there.
2 billion.
So. Really?
I'm sorry, there are 2 billion smart cash. There are
I'm like, wait a minute. That's a lot of cryptos.
No,
where did you get that number?
3,500 different crypto, last I checked CoinGecko.
Okay. Yeah, and so that probably doesn't even list them all. There's probably like really small ones that exist as well, so maybe thousands, you know, a few thousand more. Who knows? There's a lot of them out there. So what is it that makes smart cash different? We always said, you know, because, and we believed it, right? Like, we wouldn't come on with Smart Cash if we weren't interested in Smart Cash. I actually purchased Smart Cash in advance of even making a proposal to Smart Cash, because I saw you guys getting behind a bunch of liberty-oriented shows. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on Roger Paxton's show, the Lava Flow podcast.
Yep.
You were on Ben Swan. You were sponsoring Adam Kokesh. It's like, I just see Smart Cash everywhere. Like, there's got to be some libertarians involved in this thing.
Just
was I right about that?
Yes.
Now, when did you get involved?
I got involved, I first joined the team actually about a year ago today-ish.
Really? Congrats.
Yeah.
Was it at this event a year ago?
Well, I was going to come to the event, but then I quit my job to do this, and I had to stay home to train my replacement, so I couldn't show up last year.
Ah, so this is your first.
This is my first Anarcho-Polco.
Anarcho-Polco. Excellent. So you joined the Smart Cash team, but what was it? I mean, again, there's thousands of cryptos out there, so was there one thing or two things or whatever that made you think, this is special?
Well, what Smart Cash is pushing for is to actually be a cryptocurrency. As I always like to say, we're trying to put the currency back in cryptocurrency.
Okay.
You know, all the other cryptos out there, I mean, I'm not... All the other cryptos out there, they seem to be focused on other things, just take the currency aspect as assumed, and all their workflow sucks. In-person payments, if I want to buy from my local 7-Eleven, it absolutely sucks. So,
sure.
You know, just yesterday, somebody at the local Verde Vegan restaurant was trying to pay with Bitcoin Cash and accidentally converted it to euros instead of Mexican pesos when he paid and sent, you know, 2.5 Bitcoin Cash instead of...
Whoa!
Yeah. So, whoops. I mean, fortunately, it's a good merchant. They sent it right back. But still, that... And this guy's a guy who's familiar and knows about cryptocurrency as opposed to your mom, who might have no clue about it.
But wait a minute. Aren't they using AnyPay over at Verde Vegan?
They actually just started.
Well, was it... But wait, did your friend get the mess up before they started with AnyPay or after? Because with AnyPay, you're just punching in an amount in Mexican pesos, and it converts it to whichever crypto they want. So there's no way, unless the cashier screwed up the entry.
It's possible the cashier screwed up the entry. Yeah. The AnyPay was sitting right there, or I just came in while they were trying to fix the problem.
Gotcha.
So, but with one of our solutions is the smart card, and that has a workflow that is exactly the same as you're used to with your debit card, but it's entirely crypto to crypto. It's not on the legacy MasterCard or Visa networks at all. It is entirely on-chain, and any accepting merchant, you just go with your card. You don't even need your phone. They scan your card. You put in your PIN. Bam, they have an approved transaction in a minute, in about a second and a half.
So that, you were telling me about this the other day, I think, and the smart card is PIN authorized access to your crypto, which is kind of different. I mean, I guess it's not really that different. A lot of wallets have a PIN code before you get into it, right?
Yeah, so same thing.
Kind of the same thing. But like you said, you don't actually have to have the smartphone. You don't have to have a device.
Correct.
With you to use this. And that, I don't think, has ever been done before with cryptocurrency.
We're still the only one who has anything like it. We found this is very useful in areas where the internet connectivity is poor and your phone may not have a good connection. So we've had some success with this in Africa where the merchant has a decent connection, but the actual customer with their phone may or may not.
That happens in New Hampshire, too, all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Michigan, too. It's the same thing wherever you are. So this is a workflow where you don't need to worry about whether or not your phone has connectivity to actually be able to spend your crypto. Also, if your phone battery is dead or, if you were swimming.
Sure, there's all kinds of things that happen. There's all kinds
exactly.
of things. Or, you're just on the edge of the signal. There's this one place in Keene where you could go out the front door, and then you'd have enough signal. Mm. Or if you swung the front door open for long enough, there might be enough signal that came in. But you couldn't actually do it from the register, so you had to sometimes walk outside, hit send outside, and then walk back in, and it would actually work.
And again, try to convince people to do that workflow for adoption. I mean, that's
not going to
happen. Yeah. So this is us trying to meet people where they are in a secure, usable way.
All right, so here's a question, though, about that. If you're handing me the smart card, you or somebody at Smart Cash at the corporate or division has printed this card out, which means you've got access to the private key, right?
Well, there's a couple different ways about that.
Okay.
Actually, we don't generate any cards for anybody.
Ah.
The card and the private key are only shared upon creation of the card, and from that point forward, the private key is only on the card or hopefully where you have backed it up as well.
So how does one get their own card? Because, I just got one here, and it wasn't me that, made that happen.
Yes.
So what is the normal process for this?
Normal process is people go to card.smartcash.cc, and they create an account, and they can create their card. And from there, they can just print it out, laminate it. That's the easiest way to actually use it.
I see.
You could actually add it to your Apple or Android wallet. I think that kind of defeats the purpose, but you can do that if you want.
Huh.
And then there is a site out there that links to you from that site where you can actually go and they will print the card off for you. But you're not giving them your private key, you're giving them your encrypted private key. So they don't actually know what your unencrypted private key is.
Still and they don't know your PIN.
And they don't know your PIN. And your PIN you can change at any point, too.
Ah, okay. All right. Very cool. I think that's pretty cool. I hope I get the chance to actually get over there and try it out because it's neat technology and it helps, like you're saying, bridge the world between the old and the new, because that's the tough thing. It's one of the things we do in the Keene, New Hampshire area is try to introduce people to cryptocurrency, and having an extra tool like that could be very, very useful.
Yeah, and it just makes it easy. It's you can hand this card to somebody, tell them what their PIN is, and chances are they could just use it.
Without having to have a hand-holding instruction tour,
exactly.
Hour-long seminar or something like that.
I mean, I've handed out a little bit over 200 of these so far, and everybody just knows what to do. The only issue I had is when somebody just took it out and didn't even look at the paper inside, so didn't know their PIN.
Okay, yep. That'll do it. User error.
Yep, but everything else, everybody just uses it, and it's good, whether or not this is their first crypto they use or their 100th. It's awesome.
So you signed on for this thing. It's been a year. What's your current role with Smart Cash?
Technically, I'm in the support hive, so that means I help with some of the back-end stuff, web servers. I help people on Discord. That's where most people who know me is from Discord. I spend a lot of time people there helping them with their wallets, with their nodes, whatever.
Somebody new comes in, they got a question, you're the guy there.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I also end up going to these events simply because I am a relatively huge libertarian.
Oh, good.
When I first joined the team, actually, a year ago, they said, so, do you want to represent us at events? I said, no, I've been in a server room for 12 years. I don't want to get out in front of people. And then Libertopia happened, and they sent me down to Libertopia. I presented there, and I've been at about a dozen events since.
Cool.
And
congrats.
Apparently now I talk to people.
All right. Well, and you're doing a great job, I got to say. It's good to know Libertopia is still going on. We actually went to the very first Libertopia, however many years ago that was now.
That was a few.
A bunch of years, yeah.
Thanks for making me
10,
feel old.
I don't know if it's 10, but it's close. Like, it's probably 8 or something like that.
At least, yeah. They were off for a few years. This is their first year back.
Oh, they came back. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That's a Liberty conference, for those that don't know, that's out in California.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Yep.
Smartcash.cc, you can go there. One of the things I like about it, and as somebody who also has promoted Dash in the past, which is also another kind of we want to be a real-life crypto kind of crypto, there's some significant differences between Smartcash and Dash, and that give, I think, Smartcash the advantage in that you can vote in the Smartcash voting system even if you've just got a smart, one of them.
Correct.
Like, you can cast your vote, and one smart right now is what, less than a penny?
Yeah, it's about 0.92 cents.
Yeah, so this is in the range of anybody who wants to get into it.
Yeah.
And so you can cast your vote. One smart is one vote, so you've got a bunch of smart, you've got a bunch of votes, and it's pretty cool stuff. Smartcash.cc. Zapboy, thanks for coming on Free Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. We got more coming up. This is Anarchapulco.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Anarchapulco 2019, and it has been just wall-to-wall with good folks. The vibe in this event has been basically the same. It feels like we just picked up the next day. It feels like it's 2018, where it just kept going, where like more people have come this year, and at least to me it feels the same way. Although, Jeff Berwick, welcome to Free Talk Live. You pointed out there weren't as many hippies this year. You mentioned that last night, the party.
Yeah, a few things changed. We definitely have new management and all that, and I hope a lot of people kind of saw and appreciated that it's a lot more professionally run this year.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I didn't have to do a lot, which I really
this
like.
This is really great.
Bonus. Yeah.
I ran, I was MC for the CryptoPoco room, and my gal, Brenda, who was really the room manager, right? I'm just, you know, like the paid dog that goes and dances on stage. No, you know, nothing going on there. She was fantastic.
Except yeah. You didn't get paid.
No, I don't know. They gave me a little budget.
That's true. You did get a budget.
I'll get
right.
A drink.
Yeah, sweet.
And Jeff's paying for it.
I was just so happy that, yeah, there's so many great people. And really, shout out to all of them. I don't even know a lot of their names. There are a lot of new people. But I did notice, because last year, we had a girl, and I'm going to give her a shout out, Abby Esther. She was involved last year, and she somehow got like 300-500 hippies all doing like rain dances and drum circles.
Yeah, it was great.
And there's not as many of that
not
this year.
Not quite as much of that. There are plenty of hippies.
There is, I mean, but not like last year. I want to bring that back a little bit. That's the only thing I kind of miss. But otherwise,
you need a discount for hippies.
I like a good drum circle.
Drum circle is great. A fire dancer,
some
you know,
tantra.
That's fun.
Yeah,
fire dancers are fantastic.
Yeah, I love that.
It's been such a wonderful
belly
event.
Dancing.
How do we do as far as numbers go?
I heard Jessica stopped by earlier.
Okay, awesome.
She said about 2,500 are here.
Great.
Which is more than last year. I have to laugh because I remember being here last year, and I was like, I think it's 1,200, and then the numbers just kept going up. No, it was 17 last year, wasn't it? It went higher. I heard 18 at the highest. Wow. And I'm like, who's getting these numbers? I should be the one who at least gets these before anyone else.
You're pointing out the reality of running an event is we have no idea how many people are here, but it doesn't seem like a lie to say there's 2,500.
It's definitely over 2,000, I'll say that for sure, because I've seen numbers on that, and so basically double last year. And in a down crypto market, I think we're doing pretty good.
We're in the midst of crypto winter right now, and I'm running the CryptoPoco stage, and I've had incidents where it's been standing room only in my event. I mean, and these people are basically just saying, hold your crypto, it's coming back, there will be another bull run, hold. And I see lots of reasons why I think they're right from the things they've said.
There's still room for growth, though, here, I would say. Oh, no one has any idea. If Bitcoin didn't hit 3,500, if it just went to 6,000, because I remember it was about a few months ago, and then as soon as it started going down from 6,000 to 3,500, I got so many messages, I want to go so bad, but I'm seriously, I'm hurting financially.
Yeah, sure.
If it was just around 6,000, we would have had well over, we'd have 3,000 this year. I said this, and I'll say it again. If we can see Bitcoin even go to 5,000 or 6,000 in the next 6 months, we'll have 5,000 people next year. I guarantee it.
Can this venue support that?
I believe it can.
Okay.
But the plan is, because it's going to double every year after this too, we're eventually going to take over essentially the whole town.
Well, that's optimistic.
Mundo Imperial does own several resorts around here.
That's
and
true.
You can...
We can do it.
Wait, the whole town is certainly...
Not the entire town. Okay,
optimistic.
Let me clarify.
Their resort
hotels full of anarchists.
Okay, yeah, you can do
to
that.
To the point where you're like, it seems like the whole... city is full of anarchists.
Yeah. Right. I may know.
We will get there.
Yeah, I may know 24 listeners and, you know, just people from the event circuit here at this event, which is to say that 2,537, I don't know. And that means that there are a lot of people that could come that I know, and there must be multiple factors beyond that I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a great event. I mean, as I think I pointed out to you last year, I wrote an article at freekeen.com saying this event, as of last year, had taken the crown, if you will, for the must-attend Liberty event of the year. If there's only one event you can attend... make it Anarchapulco.
And, you know, I so appreciate that because I know how involved you're in with the Free State Project. And I'm a huge supporter of the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we had someone who's involved with the Free State Project.
That's right. He's going to be on shortly.
Speaking. I actually wanted Carla, but she turned it down for whatever reason. I'm not sure. But I support the Free State Project. But to have you say that was so, like, wow, thank you so much.
It's true. I mean, I wouldn't say if it wasn't true. You know, you don't pay me to come here. You guys cover our hotel room. You cover our...
Thank you.
And, yeah, thank you for that.
Bought us some margaritas this year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, we come here because we love this event. I mean, it's a great event, and thank you for putting it together.
I don't want to miss it.
So 2020, you've hinted that it's already being planned.
Oh, big shout out to Jessica Kill. She's got a lot of hate.
That's your organizer this year.
Yeah, she's behind the scenes. She's not like a very public person.
Yeah, she turned it down. I offered to interview her today, and she's like, nope.
She doesn't want
to
be in front of the cameras. She's just running stuff. But we had a lot of people angry about certain things.
Anarchists
always have a problem with something.
Yep. You want to run the individualist conference.
People.
That's your problem, Jeff.
Yeah. It's just people, okay? You deal with 2,000 people, somebody's going to have to stick up their butt about something.
Absolutely, but she's already has like a full Excel spreadsheets for next year already ready right now.
Wow.
Like we're already ready to go for 2020.
That's what you got
to
do with it.
I've been
like
6 months out on this event, and I've got to say the lady's incredibly professional. There's a reason that the event is coming off the way that it's coming off, and it isn't me and Jeff.
Yeah, no, this is a hard thing to do. You've got to know your stuff to do an event.
You're having
this
people dying. We're getting death threats.
That's right. Let's talk about that real quick. I mean, for God's sakes. So apparently there's some murder that has really nothing to do with your event, and international news then circles around your event. Can you describe that?
Well, first of all, he's a real person. I did know him.
Yeah.
His name is John Galton, and rest in peace, and Lily, and we're trying to take care of her. It was a very sad thing to happen. But the fact that international media... Where else would this happen? A guy who's we all kind of know was involved in drugs in one way or another, and we all agree there should be no war on drugs.
Yeah, of course.
It's all caused by the government. But he ended up getting killed somehow, and we're not clear on all the details. And this is international news? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it was an anarchist. And what else was it? It was in Mexico. Got to make those guys look very dangerous.
One more thing. The word Anarchapulco is sexy. And that's why they threw you in. I mean, because it's a great name for a great conference. And they decided if they couldn't use the term Anarchapulco, which was the name of his conference.
Right.
So they used because...
Yeah, I got a lot of people messaging me, like, I heard you died.
Right.
The founder of Anarchapulco, the white guy, got shot in front of his wife.
Jeez.
I'm glad you survived it, Jeff.
But yeah, there was...
I'll tell you that old saying about there's no such thing as bad press.
Uh-huh.
When this first came out, and of course it was first personal, but once it became just a media event... Yeah. I was like, oh, man, are they going to destroy this conference? No.
Nah.
I think three people canceled.
Yeah.
And, in fact, a lot of press are here. I just talked to the French media, Wired magazines here.
Really?
They all heard about Anarchapulco now.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And now we can tell them the truth about what's going on.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they can see it for themselves.
Well,
it's just a bunch of people out here enjoying themselves.
You know, to me, the real indicator this weekend, Jeff, was the fact that Ron Paul showed up. and, you know.
Yep.
Well, he's the boss.
Some people call Al, you know, whatever, that's fine. But that just happens at any conference. Anytime you have a conference, people are going to get sick. They're not going to make it. They're, you know, wife's going to have a baby or something like that, right? Like, something's going to happen. But, yeah, the boss is the right term. He comes in the front door, wanders on in here, just kind of takes his sweet time.
He's the boss.
He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
He must have gone up and back five times.
A few times before he even went in to speak. Then he comes out, hangs out again for a while, goes into his dinner, comes back out, hangs out again for a while, goes up to the elevators, hangs out over there, taking pictures, selfies, all kinds of, you know, just talking with people. He was hanging out with Lynn Ulbricht, talking with her for a little while.
His humble self all the time.
Just a... You know, if there was anybody... Yeah, and this is what I wrote about at freekeen.com today. He said, look, Ron Paul's not a chicken.
You know? Yeah, and just so you know, because you didn't bring it up, Judge Napolitano canceled. And a lot of people don't know this. He's a Rothbardian anarchist. He's hardcore anarchist. And I actually thought he was scared to come here because of the news. I found out later it was Fox News who has a contract with them. And when they found out he's speaking at an anarchist conference in Mexico, they said he couldn't go.
I see.
I left that out of my article because you didn't tell me I could make that public, but that's interesting. I'm glad that you shared that.
I
wouldn't doubt it.
Hot off the presses. I haven't told anyone.
Yeah, that's breaking news here at Free Talk Live. All right, Jeff, anything else we missed to ask you about this year?
I don't think so, man. Thank you guys for coming. I'm having a blast. It's like my first year that I can really relax.
Fun.
So many people running it.
Yeah, it's true. I've actually seen you a few times this year. Previous ones, it's like, there's Jeff and he's gone. And now you've been all over.
I had to go look for a cable or we're missing some microphones.
It's the amazing...
I'm at Home Depot shopping. Yeah,
the things you've got to run and do when you're in charge, it stinks. I'm so glad you've got the crew put together on this. And when you can have that same person year after year, that kind of continuity is so meaningful and makes the event so much smoother.
So hopefully Jessica Kill will do it again next year because it's been really hard.
Jeff, want to thank you again. Appreciate being here. Thanks for having us, and we're coming back hopefully for 2020. That's what I'm looking
forward
to.
We're delighted to come back.
We're happy to. I would love it. It's a great event. Don't miss it in 2020. Anarchapulco.com, and should be back in Keene myself here in a little bit. Mark, you're coming back in March.
Yeah, I'm staying here for the whole month.
Yep. So more coming up tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com from Anarchapulco.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.